so I guess if you just want to start off with, like, you know, background, like, of your life or whatever, like, where you grew up and all that.
I grew up in Seacon, which is right on the line. I don't know if you know where it is.
Yeah.
Near Pawtucket. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, then when I was six, no. I went to RIC, Rhode Island College, for sculpture. Before I did that, I struggled to get out of high school, and then did, actually I had a quarter-life crisis, I like to call it. I, like, started working at this box company, and I did it, and I was like, you know, this is probably, like, I can't do this the rest of my life. And so I went and quit, or got fired, whichever one you want to call it. And I did City Year here in Providence, which I thought would be, like, a good start. I don't know if you know anything about that, but that's kind of another, well, this, it's a nonprofit community service organization, and it really helped to kind of, it had its faults, but it had a lot of pluses, and one of the pluses was all the people I met, which were all from all over the city. So I did that, and then I started going to RIC, and then the more I got into it, the more I got into sculpture, and then I eventually went for sculpture and did a little bit of ceramics. And pretty much the week I graduated, I met Peter Clay, who Peter was the executive director, Clay's co-founder, and a couple other guys, and just started renting studios.